Well, we are going to be talking about radicalization. The theme or the subject matter for this year's World Religious Conference is tackling radicalization in faiths. This is the 35th World Religions Conference, where we gather annually and talk about different subjects related to faith. And nowadays, this is a topic that is on everyone's mind, and that's why we are going to be talking about that.
Okay, and I see everyone here is represented from a different group of religious beliefs. So, what do you represent, and what do you have to bring to the table at this year's conference?
Yeah, I represent the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat. We are a community of Muslims who believe in the Messiah, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, and our motto is love for all, hatred for one, hatred for none. And this conference, we are one of the organizers of this conference also. We are the ones who started this so that we can bring everyone on the table and have interfaith dialogue on different issues, like I said. And this year, we're going to be talking about radicalization. Particularly, I believe that a lot of people have questions about radicalization and the Islamic faith, and we're going to talk about that and what are the ways that the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat is dealing with this issue.
Okay, and what are some of the typical questions that you get when people are curious about Islam?
Well, people ask about different things. They ask about jihad, for instance. Jihad is basically an Arabic word which means personal struggle. And, you know, that is a word that is commonly used for warfare as well, and that is a wrong use of the term. To those extremist groups that talk about jihad, they're mistaken. The word jihad is actually about a personal struggle. It's a personal struggle. And the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat, we were formed about 120, 130 years ago by Mirza Ghulam Ahmad. And he wrote dozens and dozens of books explaining this issue and explaining to us that the religion of Islam is a religion of peace. It's a religion of tolerance, of freedom of conscience. And all this jihad and holy war and other things that are being propagated by a small number of extremist individuals, they're completely mistaken and completely away from, misguided, and away from the original teachings of Islam, which are contained in the Quran.
Okay, and why do you think it's important to get different representatives from all kinds of religions together and to discuss important issues like this?
I think it removes misconceptions. It removes, the wrong notions that some people have about certain faiths. And when everybody is together, we're talking about the same issues, we get to have a better understanding, improve our understanding of other people's faiths. And we will also participate. And we also intend to remove the misconceptions that some people have about the Islamic faith. Islam is a religion of peace. Even the word Islam in Arabic, the word Islam means peace. And so we want people to understand that, you know, there are over 1 million Muslims in this country. And most of them, the overwhelming majority of them, are peace-loving, law-abiding citizens of this country. And they want nothing but peace. They're just adding to the harmony of this country, and they want to get on with their lives. And so that's the idea, that we can also remove the misconceptions about Islam, and other religions can come to the table. They can talk about their own religions, about their own faith, and help people understand their faith better by the end of the conference.
Okay, great. Those are all the questions that I had. Did you have anything else you'd like to add?
Well, all I would like to add is that the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat, we were formed, like I said earlier also, that we were formed about 120, 125 years ago by a person named Mirza Ghulam Ahmad. He is someone whom we consider to be the Messiah. the reformer, and he has taught us that the religion of Islam is a religion of tolerance and peace, and this concept of jihad and aggressive warfare and all that are completely misguided notions. The reality is that Islam is a religion of peace. The Holy Quran is a book of peace. It talks about interfaith dialogue, just like this one that is going to happen on Sunday. It invites people to come and discuss faith. There's no need to fight over your faith. We come together on the same table and we talk about our faith and we remove ideas and notions and misconceptions about each other's faith and learn from each other.